This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Ah, yeah, it's that time. Five on it. We do this every day at noon. Five topics, five questions, more than five answers because a lot of people talk during this particular segment. Mark Grody in for Layla Rahimi. Let's get this thing off and popping. Five on it. Let's go. What you got? Five on it.
Which loss to the Giants was more disappointing for the Cubs, the 3-1 loss in the series finale Wednesday, or the 14-5 loss in extra innings on Tuesday?
So at first, I wanted to say, Mark, that it was the 3-1 loss in the series finale Wednesday. And the reason I was going to say it was the 3-1 loss is because the offense didn't come to play against Robbie Ray. I did not mean to rhyme when I said that.
That's okay. You got the wrong Ray. R-A-Y. We got R-E-A.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. So I thought that that's what my answer was going to be because I was like, it's disappointing that they wasted a start in which you had Ben Brown only give up three runs. But then I thought about it and I was like, wait a minute. I was trying to put the 14-5 loss on one man and one man only in Ryan Pressly. But they lost in 11 innings. They should have won in 10 because they had a runner at third with less than two out, and that's when PCA struck out because he was seemingly swinging for the fences. So I think that loss is more disappointing. Although I am kind of glad that what happened to Ryan Pressly, if that's the way things are going to go, happened when it did, because now you can address the problem earlier as opposed to him not pitching in that game, and then maybe we don't know about the problem until later. I like to solve problems as early as possible. So, but my final answer is it's the 14-5 loss in extra.
And I'll just add to that, the Cubs, unlike last year, are in a comfortable spot at the moment to make those adjustments to deal with some of the losses that they have had. I'm talking about the pitchers because the division is like everybody is 500 in the division behind the Cubs except for the Pittsburgh Pirates. So they've got time to play with this. Man, which loss was worse? I mean, I think, yeah, I'm looking at the 14-5 loss as well because it did clarify a little bit that you might have a problem at closer. I'm totally with you on the PCA miss in the 10th inning. And then I'll add to that that in the ninth inning was awesome. Like that you get the Justin Turner. Like every moment that Justin Turner does something productive.
Don't waste it.
Don't waste it. And it was just a little dribbler to the right side, but it
found the hole.
It found the hole. And then how about Kyle Tucker? They bring in the lefty to face Kyle Tucker. Screw that.
First
Kyle
pitch.
Tucker right up the middle. Base hit. You got to win the game where you score two runs in the ninth inning, even beyond Ryan Pressly. So you and I are on the same page for slightly different reasons, but both losses kind of suck. But yeah, it's got to be the 14-5 loss to San Francisco. Five on
Should White Sox outfielder Luis Robert Jr. be benched today for hesitating on his ninth inning RBI single, which could have been a double? If he was at second base, Robert could have scored the game-tying run on Matt Theis's single in the next at-bat.
Okay, so when I watched this, I didn't have quite the same reaction that apparently a lot of other people, including the sports hosts that come on before us, had in saying that he didn't hustle and it should have been a double. I said it could have been a double, but it didn't look like it was a no-doubt double, even if he was sprinting out of the box. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but I don't think he should be benched. They've got to showcase this man in every way possible and give him as many at-bats, as many chances to hit home runs and steal bases and get walks and even strike out. Just show that he's healthy and keep running him out there. They've got to get Luis Robert Jr. doing as much as he can do between now and the moment they actually decide to trade him.
You tell Molly and Haw. No, I'm actually with you, and for similar reasons. You don't want the word to get out because you know what happens. I mean, somebody will tweet, Luis Robert was benched, and then the word gets out that he's a bad apple or he's not hustling out there. That is the least thing that you can afford at this point. I understand that there has to be consequences in some ways for guys that are not hustling, but maybe in this case you do that. You do that backstage. You know what I'm saying? Especially like...
So a conversation, a reprimand, a slap on the wrist?
Of course. You talk to him, you go in the office, you say, hey, man, can't have that, but we really do need to eventually move you on to a better place.
So we can... Like, if you want to go... It's like telling someone they've got to make a certain grade in order to get to go on some big trip that they want to go. If you want to go play for a good team, you have to do better on this bad team first.
Right. Exactly. Totally.
Yeah. So
funny. I was watching Moneyball last night. It was on.
Moneyball's some years old now, isn't it?
It's getting old because, yeah, you look at Brad Pitt. It's like, whoa, Brad Pitt is super young there. But the Jeremy Giambi part where he's dancing around in the clubhouse and Billy Bean's like, that's it. I'm trading his ass. And they get Jeremy Giambi out of there.
Why do you like him?
Because he gets on base.
That's right. Hatterberg. Scott Hatterberg, man. He gets on base. What are you doing trading Carlos Pena? You can't trade Carlos Pena. But maybe if they never traded Carlos Pena, he wouldn't have ended up on the Cubs. You know what I'm saying? Like the butterfly effect.
Adam Dunn gets on base, too. How do people feel about him?
Oh, man. He was just living life when he came to the White Sox, you know, spending his money, having a good time.
He was no longer getting on base at the same clip that he had been getting on base before he got to the White Sox.
That is true.
Sorry, that was a tangent.
Next question.
If we take second-year quarterback Caleb Williams out of the equation, for whom on the Bears roster are the stakes the highest this season?
Stakes the highest this...
I'm looking forward to your answer on
this one. No, I want to... Oh, you want me to go first? I'm going to let you go first.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I am going to go with Rome Odunze.
Wow.
They've taken Caleb out of the picture, right?
Okay.
Rome Odunze, who didn't have a bad year by any means. I mean, 54 catches, 734 yards. You always got to adjust, though. We got to adjust our thinking because of 17-game season. So
okay.
I felt like it was very up and down, which you're allowed to be for a rookie. But just like Caleb Williams, this is a first-round draft pick who, if it wasn't for Caleb Williams, we would have obsessed over last year. He kind of got like the backseat treatment like a lot of guys did because of how messed up everything was. Well, you now have Ben Johnson here. Let's see the Rome Odunze that we all saw in college, the one that was drafted in the first round. So especially now that he's got a little bit of company with Luther Burden being here and Colston Loveland being here, I think that it is on Rome Odunze this year to have a big season because, you know, if he's just average, then that's what he's going to be.
Can't be average, getting taken with a top 10 pick.
Exactly. So I think it's Rome Odunze.
Okay, you think it's Rome Odunze.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit you with the...
Go easy now.
Montez Sweat.
Don't hurt him.
It's Montez Sweat.
Okay. You know what? That was in my head. So Carry on.
Montez Sweat got paid the money, right? I'm assuming he wants another contract, too.
I would say so, yeah.
This is a pivotal year.
You think he needs more than 5.5 sacks?
I think he needs more than 5.5 sacks.
What would you be happy with, by the way, sack-wise?
10.
Okay.
10.
Fair.
Give me the double digits.
Okay.
Give me the double digits and make people, like, even if you draw double teams, whatever, 10 sacks.
I'm good with 10.
I don't want the excuses. Get it done.
Yes.
And have the Bears be a team in which you have to game plan for Montez Sweat in a way that I don't feel like teams had to do last year.
The Tez effect is good because he does a lot, but you really need to get – it's like what I was saying about Odangbo last year or earlier, that that's great, he does all this stuff. Watch the film. No, get to the quarterback. Get to the quarterback.
Knock the quarterback down.
Knock the quarterback
down. It's like don't leave him up like the 10-pin.
Right, before he throws the ball.
It's like, too, have you ever left a 10-pin up before?
Oh, of course, man.
And you're looking at it, you're like, really?
What's that I saw
my ball hook into the pocket, violence,
mm-hmm.
and this one pin.
What are you doing standing up?
To the far right is just unbothered.
Yes, yes.
How are you unbothered by all the violence that just occurred? And I can't have that when you're talking about the Bears defense. I need violence with the quarterback. I want people to get up and wonder, what day is it?
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you felt that way about an opposing quarterback?
It's been a long time.
Like,
been
you felt like every
time.
Game going in, oh, that quarterback's in for
I
a
guess
long
20,
day.
Honestly, 2018 was the last time I felt that way.
2018.
Yes. Yes.
7 years ago.
7 years. That's the last time the Bears had an elite defense that stopped the run.
Back to the run, huh?
Yeah,
you want to stop the run and stop the quarterback. Greedy.
Can't
greedy.
Stop the run.
Greedy Grody. Mark Greedy over here.
Mark Greedy. I like that.
I like it too.
Greed is good.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Which rookies weekend matters the most at Bears rookie minicamp this weekend?
Okay, so
Roma Dunes. No, okay.
I was gonna say we already know it's just orientation,
right?
So it's like, who could lose the most during orientation?
Wow. You know what I'm saying? Don't screw it up. Is what you're
like,
saying?
Don't screw
yeah,
it up.
Yeah,
it might. I'm gonna say this. Colson Loveland's not gonna be out there,
right?
It might be Ruben Hippolyte. It might be.
Don't Hippolyte on me, huh?
Here's why.
Okay.
Here's why. When was he drafted?
He was drafted in the fourth round.
Okay. What was he drafted to do?
Well, he's a linebacker, but probably going to be playing a decent amount of special teams, would be my
guess.
But
he's a fourth round. You want to, he's got to make the team, right?
Probably.
He needs to at least be as good as everybody else out there that's an undrafted free agent. Like, he's got to prove that he's with the guys who got drafted, yes. Not with the other guys that are out there.
Okay.
There needs to be a level of difference.
Okay.
Like, Mark Grody, next week when I see you, I need you to be like, yeah, people are telling me that's what they wanted to see out of him. As opposed to, yeah, he was just kind of out there with the other guys. And
then you know what he should do while he's out there? He should just sprint because he's fast.
Jetpacks on his feet.
Yeah, yes. That's because there's always a guy. There's always a guy in the OTAs, the rookie minicamp, that does something outstanding or, like, opens your eyes. You're like, whoa, that is something that you know who that guy was in the first year of the Ryan Poles regime, the guy that we were all like, oh my god, this guy.
I'm scared to
you
ask.
Ready? Yo, it's frightening. Velus Jones.
Don't do that.
Junior.
Don't do that. Don't bring
Junior.
That energy around here. Don't make me sage the studio after
I'm
you said
sorry.
That.
My facts hurt. Facts hurt.
Listen, I'm very close to saying we just don't need to say that name anymore.
Okay. All right. Well, give me the rest of this. You know what? You're probably right, but it's just here to tell truths. I'm just spitting them out.
And other people might say, like, okay, Kalmanan guy. You might say Luther Burden III. I understand those answers.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I can learn a lot about not only Ruben Hippolyte, but I can learn a lot about Ryan Poles and his process, depending on what Ruben Hippolyte looks like and whether or not he's good.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to go. I mean, that was good outside the box thinking by you, but I'm going to go right into the box, and I'm going to go Luther Burden III. Absolutely. I'm sorry. But it's Luther, because where is he going to be playing? Is he going to be, you know, are he and DJ Moore going to be working together? Is he going to be on the outside? Are they going to do fun stuff with him in the backfield?
They better do fun stuff.
So, yeah.
Ben Johnson, I was told, brings fun stuff.
Right, exactly. Ben Johnson brings fun stuff, and you have a product here in Luther Burden with whom you can do fun stuff. So I would say that it matters the most for Luther Burden. With honorable mention to Trapillo. Am I allowed to do that? That just covers my ass does. I'm sorry. That was a cheap move.
Man.
Yeah, you can't. I'm going to. You know what? I'm penalizing myself. Can't do honorable mention because that's just a cop-out. I just covered
myself.
Well,
honorable mention is just like he didn't finish first, but he's also on my mind.
And no texter, Dave Wanstead is not the next Pope.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no.
Five on it. Which former Bears coach would you want as Pope? No, that's not the question.
That's not the question?
No, it's not.
Ditka.
It might be Ditka.
Pope Mike Keller Ditka. He's right. The new Pope.
What about Lovey as Pope?
Oh, yeah, I can see that. He's got a very calming presence of all the former Bears
like
coaches.
Get people to, you know.
I would say if Dick Geron was alive, he would be a great Pope. A great Pope, just a kindly man.
Look at us giving him a 4B for the, I guess 4A for the 5 on it.
But that's unbelievable. What about Trestman? You think he would, the patrons wouldn't like him. The locker room wouldn't like him.
What about Matt Eberflus as the Pope?
Well, you know, I think Flus is kind of a sympathetic figure, so yeah. I feel like, you know, you get him out there, and, yeah. Father and son.
You know what?
Yeah.
Just make Thomas Brown the Pope and call it a day.
Oh, there you go.
I'm just thinking about Trestman in the big hat, and I am very happy thinking about that.
Wow. That is funny to picture.
Okay.
Here's the serious question.
Right.
So serious. Talk more hockey. After a 13-month process and more than 850,000 ballots cast by fans in multiple rounds of voting, Utah Mammoth was revealed on Wednesday as the new name and permanent identity for the NHL franchise, formerly known as the Utah Hockey Club. The five other finalists were as follows: Blizzard, Utah HC, Outlaws, Venom, and Yeti. Did Utah get it right with Mammoth, or did they leave the best team name on the cutting room floor?
I thought this was going to be the Yeti. Am I the only one who thought it was going
to
be the Yeti?
I
know Molly Hall were talking
Yeti
about that. And I was like, I remember when they said it, I was like, yeah, I remember a lot of talk about the Utah Yeti. It's got a little it's got a little ring to it.
I don't get it. Like the Yeti, like the cups that we're talking about?
No,
the mugs?
Like the mythical animal.
Oh, the Yeti's an animal?
Let me pull up Yeti.
If you want mythical animals, how about a mammoth? A woolly mammoth.
Those are real. We have museums with Yeti is like a abominable snowman type creature. Like Yeti. You never heard of a Yeti?
No, I never have. I've found a blind spot here. A Yeti is a mythical, like in
it's
Rudolph.
It's
like
creature.
The abominable
it's
snowman
like a
in Rudolph.
Thing, like a
with a little
Loch Ness
kid.
Monster. Same family.
Really?
Different branches of the tree.
Oh.
Yeah. But
that.
So you're good with the mammoth thing.
Oh, absolutely. That sounds badass. The mammoth.
I do like the logos.
Like
I like
strong
the
and large and mammoth. Oh, come on, man. Yeti.
Anytime it can double as an adjective that describes what it actually is.
Yeah.
I'm kind of with that.
Mammoth.
But Yeti would have been more fun. Like,
I guess, but now it doesn't like hit me right because I'm just learning
Google
today.
Google Yeti and look that up so you can know what that looks like.
Okay, I'm going to do it right
what
now.
What about you guys? You guys good with the mammoth versus the Yeti? I think that's what it comes down to is mammoth versus
Yeti. Yeti cooler. There's no set. You're making this up. All
down,
I see is.
Sir.
Oh,
scroll.
Is it Y-E-T-T-Y?
Y-E-T-I.
One T. Okay, because the Yeti, my reference Yeti.
The Yeti is an ape-like creature purported to inhabit the Himalayan mountain range in Asia.
That you're making this up. Okay, wait. Oh, my God. There he is.
Guys, that's Mark Grody in real time learning what a Yeti is.
Yeah, wow. And I think Yeti would be pretty cool. I also think Venom is a badass name. I think the Venom would have been awesome. But I'm cool with Mammoth. I'll tell you why I'm cool with Mammoth.
Cool like
it's,
that?
Yeah, it's very nostalgic for me because it brings me back to the 90s when I was a kid watching the Power Rangers, and they had these little dinosaur robot things that they would utilize or turn into. I can't remember, but people out there know from the 90s, all my 90s kids out there.
Oh, yeah.
But the Black Ranger was associated with a mammoth, and I always thought that was awesome. So, yeah, that's why it brings joy to see the mammoth as a team name for me.
Honestly, like, the Yetis are pretty cool looking.
Do you see how that would be that mascot would be...
I do, but now
we've got like Snuffleupagus is going to be their mascot. Is that where we're at? Is that where we are?
Well, Snuffleupagus certainly was not real.
You got to think Power Rangers, Marshall. Come
but
on.
Dude, that's true. But the woolly, as cool as the Yeti, I will give you that. The woolly mammoth with the horns and the trunk and kind of the hairy elephant, like. I'm sorry. Isn't there there's a woolly mammoth right when you walk into the Field Museum? I don't know if there still is, or no, it's just a big elephant. I haven't been in the field.
I like
a minute.
The idea of the Yeti. I'm sorry, my bad.
But maybe
it was as a texter 815 is pointing out, the Yeti cooler brand is probably what prevented them from choosing it. Copyright infringement issues, perhaps.
Right.
Breaking news: the new Pope is from Chicago, my friend.
How about
Are you
that?
Serious? Are
Cardinal
you serious?
Cardinal Prevost.
No. Are you serious?
What?
The Pope is from Chicago?
Hit us with that breaking news.
We got a Pope! Breaking news on the scores brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories.
God.
We've got a Pope.
He wears a big hat and eats jardinera, my friend.
His name is Bob Provost. Is that his name?
Robert Bob is Pope. We got a Pope Bob. Robert Francis. It's already like in my pre-type, like, you know, you start typing something into Google. Yeah. It comes up after you start talking Rob. I got to Rob.
You got to be kidding me. I'm shocked, A, that it's American. He's American. We got this totally makes up for the Olympics. Remember when we didn't get the Olympics? We got a Pope.
The Pope.
Pope Bob.
Of the 266 popes who have led the Catholic Church, now 267, not one of them has been from the United States.
Wow. None of them. Right. So not only the USA, but from Chicago, Robert Francis Prevost announced as the next Pope.
Or as you call him, Bob.
Yeah. So,
Pope Bob.
I'm told the afternoon show is getting the Pope. So he will be on the afternoon show at 2:30 today.
Don't do that. Yeah. People will believe you. No. Don't do that. Don't do that. This is why we can't let you just run loose around here.
I can't. Is this? Are we serious here?
Apparently we're serious.
This is amazing.
That's crazy.
Everything else from the past is gone. The Olympic miss. Oh, my goodness. What else has our city missed out on?
Super Bowls?
Super Bowls.
That's going to be a stadium. Maybe the Pope will christen the new stadium. I don't know.
First American Pope elected.
It's a headline.
And Pope Bab from Chicago.
The Pope.
All right. We got to take a Pope break.
Oh, man.
Not a smoke break, but a Pope break.
A Pope break.
Even though it was the white smoke that helped us understand that there was a new Pope.
Can't believe this.
A Pope break, a black smoke break,
oh,
because that's not black smoke. That was white smoke.
You're
going to
take
why
a
we
smoke?
Now have
Do you
a
smoke?
Pope. No.
Oh, I thought you smoked.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.